I know, as I said earlier, when I visited the museum, I took my 5-year-old son with me, and he still talks about it. He mm-hmm. just was real excited, and I didn't realize that he would get that much out of it either. But like you say, children ask the maybe simplest questions, but sometimes they're just so logical, and it really means a lot to them. Seems to me, big impression that made on me was the Goodrich Brothers photographs.
Yes.
Of Saginaw's past history of different people and places and things, and I was wondering if you might have any comment on these two industrious photographers. Do you think our history might have a few missing pages if it weren't for these men, or?
I think that the works of the Goodrich brothers are just irreplaceable. The things that they did, the artistry that they employed, the scope of their operations is utterly astounding. And again, as is true of many earlier Saginaw people, they were known countrywide and recognized as being among the very tops in their profession. And of course they were black men. Mm-hmm. They did not apparently find this any impediment to achieving their own personal and business ambitions. They had the capability, and I'm proud that the city of Saginaw recognized it, and I would judge that they had absolutely free access to anything that they felt was within their operations, and certainly they were very prolific, and the quality of their work, as I have just said, is recognized in qualified circles as being among the best of the period.
Well, I know that it was one thing that impressed me very much just on visiting the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other major contributors that you think might have enhanced or clarified the history of the area?
Well, indeed there was. Fred Dustin was a noted historian, a resident of Saginaw, lived well into his 90s, I believe. And without the benefit of formal education, such as it would be required today to even attempt the things that he did, he developed into a prolific writer, a recognized archaeologist, an Indian expert, and his writings are widely distributed. Mm-hmm. We are blessed today with Ralph Strobel, who is also widely recognized. I've had the pleasure of visiting a few groups and museums with Ralph in the last several years. And if they are important in historic matters in Michigan, they know Ralph personally, and they respect him, and they seek his counsel and cooperation. We are very fortunate. And we have, of course, as property of the museum, a wide variety. One of the comments that often is made when someone new, particularly someone, we'll say, from another society or museum comes in, they express their surprise at the varied items that we have. They wonder how we got them all together. Well, we do too sometimes, but it's just the fact that there's a substantial number of people who are interested and who, whenever they see something or hear of something that they think might be of interest to the society or the museum, some way we usually come up with someone who pursues it a bit. As we attain more recognition in the community, there will be more contributions that will come as a matter of course, because we think we merit recognition as being a proper repository for many things to start. And we want to build on this capability. We want to constantly improve our operation in all respects. And again, I'm very optimistic.
Obviously, collecting and preserving artifacts and documents and so on from Saginaw's past in the museum on South Jefferson is a main function, and of course an important one of your organization, but and I know you've gone over many other functions that you perform, but are there any other areas that you'd like to mention, that any other functions that the Historical Society does perform that people may not be aware of?
I'm not really too sure that there is any other functions other than a very significant social function. Now, the museum ladies put on a multitude of money-raising shows, antique clothing rehearsal, displays, and all these different things. We participate in just about any thing that the merchant in the area can dream up. We had a display out at Fashion Square Mall last week. Just some 3 weeks ago, the ladies put on a style show. All of them dressed in costumes of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and on up perhaps to 1910, something like that. One was approaching the flapper age, as I recall. And it would interest you that yesterday we received a gentleman's nightgown, I guess you would have to classify it, nightshirt. It is floor length or just about, either that or he was a very tall man. The sleeves come cozily down over the wrists and are flared. It's all, you would know the word, but there's lace, filled in with lace and all of this. And it buttons from top to bottom. Would have liked to have the time to count the buttons, but I would say that there's at least 24 buttons on the front of that nightshirt, and it's elaborately pleated. Now, it may not be a nightshirt, but if it isn't, we don't know what it is. We didn't have time to research it. It had just been brought in, and it's excellent. The material is excellent quality. Even a novice can tell that is excellent quality, so we are quite eager to research this and find out all we can about it.
I'm sure there are many real interesting things that do come in daily. I noticed one thing when I went through the museum was the old clock from the former courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
What are the plans for that?
Well,
to restore it?
Let's perhaps we could best say it this way. We have retained everything necessary to restoration. We have the four faces, we have the internal works, we have everything. And if you notice there, the pendulum, we had to make an opening in the floor and let it extend down into the basement. That shaft itself, as that stood in the courthouse steeple, was, I believe, some close to 50 feet long.
Oh,
so obviously we could not use it all there.
Right.
So we substituted the shaft. We have retained all the components of the clock. And we dream, of course. And did you notice the bell out front?
Did you have? Oh, yes, I did.
Well, now that was, of course, the chime for the clock.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
Oh.
And also the hammer that struck the bell is alongside of the clock where it's displayed in the museum.
Well, that's very interesting. I would like to ask one final question. In what ways could the average citizen, let's say, contribute to your organization? Say if one was not really knowledgeable about the Saginaw area, or if one didn't have a 100-year-old chair or something to contribute, just what could someone do if they wanted to help?
Perhaps one of the most basic things that you could do would be to become a member, because this is where we derive the major portion of our monetary support.
Mm-hmm.
We do other things, of course, but in budgeting and forward planning, it's quite necessary that you have a definable, basic source of income. The most logical place for that is from membership and in public participation. The one helps the other. If you become a member, you receive the monthly bulletin, for instance. You know at least something of what's going on. Hopefully, you become a member, you receive the monthly newsletter, you find something that is coming up that looks like it might be interesting to you. You come down, you get acquainted, you find, we hope that you do enjoy it and that you do benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So we build our active participation. The old idea that a museum was someplace to put something away and be sure that it stayed there forever, whether anyone knew about it or not, is not the current concept. And we want this museum to be a place of interest. We want it to be a place of change, where change offers some improvement. But we want to keep the basics, just as I mentioned about the clock. We do not presently have the facilities or the money to properly display that clock. It would not look right or be right just to stick it up any old place, you know. It would be an oddity and nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
But in the proper setting, it is of extreme historic interest, of course, and value.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that I speak for most other Saginaw area residents when I say that I'm very indebted to you, Mr. Riddick, and others like you who donate their time and talents to the objective of preserving our heritage. And for most of us, I guess it's the kind of job that we just, to which we say, let Georgia do it. But in any case, we are grateful. I'm sure there are many aspects of your organization that we haven't had time to cover today, but perhaps we could get together at a future date and discuss some of the current events. And is there any other things you'd like to mention before we close?
There is just one a closing comment, perhaps. I have alluded to this already, but really, we don't have room for everyone being an expert.
Mm-hmm.
There would certainly be some overlapping of capabilities, and what we do need, of course, is community participation. If your interest leads you into further involvement, if it develops that your board material or executive caliber and have the time and the interest, all of these things find their proper place. But first, we invite you to get involved. That, I think, is the most important thing that I could say.
Yes, I'm sure that you have enough varied activities that there would be a place for everyone's own individual talents and interests.
I think so. Anything. Now, we hold classes there, you know.
Oh, I wasn't aware
of
that.
Oh, yes, we do. This has been going on for a couple of years now. And, of course, in many areas, we have the specific items that complement and emphasize the meaning of the various courses that are being offered, you see. And we have had classes come in there, and their final examinations were given. They had the opportunity to identify this and identify that, and state its merits and its demerits and so forth and so on. But you have the actual objects or items to work with, you see. So from an educational standpoint, our museum is of growing importance and should ever continue to be.
Well, I completely agree, and once again, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and for your helpful information. I've enjoyed very much talking to you.
Thank you.